And so then my brother got there, and then Len got there with Lucas, and then by now it was just pouring rain. It was just torrential rains had come. And so this gentleman who had kind of grabbed me in the first place, Mickey, he got Len's keys and he ran out into the rain and he pulled Len's truck all the way into the campus. I mean, all the way into the building, pretty much. And we got in the truck and they told us to go to Overland Park Regional Medical Center. And so somehow Len drove us there. I used Len's phone, I think, and I called my business partner. And I think I called a couple other people. I don't really remember. And then we got to the hospital, and it didn't take them very long to put us into a small room. You know, I walked in first and I said, I'm here about the boy that was brought in with the head wound, the gunshot wound, and they knew who we were. And so we went into this room, and then more people showed up. Like, the ER doctor came in, and he didn't really know who to speak to, and he kind of just said to the room, the young man who was brought in with the headshot wound did not survive. We lost his heartbeat in the ambulance. And the whole room erupted into screams and yells, and people fell on the floor, and it was horrible. I had no idea that we could lose them both in the same day. And at the same time, I felt this like warm blanket come over me, like this calmness came over me, and I heard the words, "Your father's in heaven again." When I reflect back on that now and think of it, I know that that was God saying, "I have him, I have him." But at the same time, now I'm in the emergency room and I've been told that my son hasn't survived. And I said, "But where's Reet?" You know, like, I went to find him, but he's not there now. And it was chaotic. We were there longer than I would have liked to have been, but we were there a long time because my older brother didn't want to, the names released, because he didn't want his son, my oldest nephew, to hear it on the radio. And so we delayed the announcement of the names for a while, but Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and name, you know, people, it was all going out. So many people knew that Reet was there, and so many people knew about when the gunshots happened. And so word was kind of getting out just on social media. But we were there a long time. And then we all went to my mom and dad's house